I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Two new COVID-related shortages, and truthfully, both of them don't seem like that big a deal, but maybe I'm wrong?
It all depends on where your heart is at. What is the first COVID-related shortage of the day?
It's Anna and Raven. First, Dr. Pepper.
Oh, what?
Yep.
Dr. Pepper.
Right. They're reporting a shortage, and they tweeted, "We know it's harder to find Dr. Pepper these days. We're working on it. Hang tight." Here's what I think. It's a marketing ploy.
Yeah.
I 100% think that.
Yeah, I actually believe that, too, because, I mean, the fact is I'm not normally out there looking for Dr. Pepper.
Me neither.
But, you know, I feel like if I was, I could probably find it.
I know it sounds ridiculous, but I've never had Dr. Pepper because...
Oh, it's tasty.
You really?
But it will burn you up. A few days of drinking Dr. Pepper, when you first get it, it's like finding water in the desert.
But
you're like...
Isn't it like cinnamon? It's like cinnamon gum? That's what I picture it being like.
It's good.
I don't know if I believe that.
It's like when you've never had it again, it's like coming across an oasis in the desert. But after a few days, you're just like, you know what? This tastes like cheetah urine. You know, after a couple days, the luster has kind of come off of it, and then it's just giving you heartburn. At least that's me anyways. What is the second COVID-related shortage of the day?
How many cheetahs do you know?
I'm just saying. Okay. I've watched a lot of nature television.
The second one, which seems to be the bigger issue that people are really concerned about, is pepperoni.
What? No!
Yeah.
No! Pepperoni, what will we do?
Well, here's the thing, is that the big chains, the big chain restaurants, aren't really seeing a problem with this because they buy their pepperoni, like they sign contracts.
They've been stocking it.
They got pepperoni years.
They got bunkers full of pepperoni.
They got pepperoni money. But it's the local places that are having a hard time because it's jumping over $2 a pound for the pepperoni.
My wife likes to eat it with cheese all the time on crackers. Mm. I know, incredibly unique. Nobody on the planet does that except my wife. But she's been telling me that you can't find anything except the bagged pepperoni right now.
It's
she notices these things.
Yeah, and I was surprised. So, you know, I'm a restaurant kid. My parents own pizza places.
Yeah.
That's what I've done my whole entire life.
Does your dad have pepperoni?
He has pepperoni. I haven't
asked
him.
Is he selling it at four times a markup?
He won't upcharge the customers.
He should.
Well, we'll see.
Tell him I said to do it.
Well, it turns out that 36% of people order pepperoni on their pizzas. 36% of people. Now, me even being a restaurant kid that grew up with this, like, you know, I spend my life taking orders on Fridays for takeout. Like, I know what people order. I was like, do that many people really order pepperoni pies anymore?
Yeah.
I feel like it's lost its luster in the last decade.
It's fallen off. Pepperoni's fallen off, right.
But it's still the number one pizza topping in the country. Do you know what they are, top five?
I'm going to go with, well, are we counting veggie as all, that's one?
No, each individual veggie.
Oh, this is crazy. Okay, wait a minute. Pepperoni.
Yeah.
Sausage.
That's number two, yeah.
Yeah. Extra cheese doesn't count, right?
Nope.
So we can go extra cheese. Mushrooms.
Yep, that's number three.
Yeah. Onions.
No.
Peppers.
Yeah, green peppers.
Green peppers.
And olives is the last one.
Oh.
Those are the top five.
You know I don't do well with olives. I can't have the olives. But.
Right. Well, I was thinking about it. I'm like, I never understood. And green peppers and onions is always a staple on so many pizzas.
To me, it goes together. You got to have the green peppers, the mushrooms, and the onions.
And
I mean, that's
disgusting.
The veggie pizza in my without the olives.
I just don't understand. Like, to me, there's so many other more delicious options. Why would you get that? And even the pepperoni, like a nice slice of pepperoni is good every once in a while. But the truth, it's not the most delicious pizza.
I think it might be healthier for us instead to be angry about the pepperoni shortage.
Yeah.
All right. Instead to be hateful about the Dr. Pepper shortage. Let's be angry about this list and the fact that they did not combine some of these items.
What's your number one thing that you put on a pizza?
You know, I like cheese. But I like a cheese pizza from a certain place. Then I like a veggie pizza from another place. I like my veggie pizza to be more doughy. I'm not usually a topping guy, to tell you the truth.
Really?
Nope.
Mm. You know what's delicious?
What's that?
Prosciutto and artichokes, because I'm a pizza snob.
I mean, that sounded...
Yum.
It sounded like I'd get it with an $18 glass of wine.
It's delicious.